Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. Today is the 127th anniversary of the birth of Duke Ellington, and it's also the 9th anniversary of Ellington Reflections. Despite an erratic production schedule, we have managed to release 105 episodes. This episode is going to deal with covers of Ellington and Strayhorn compositions, something we've done before. And the idea is that we do compositions that are less obvious than Take the A-Train or Satin Doll. The first one is something that Ellington wrote for Sweden. He was very well treated when he visited there in 1939 and decided to pay them a return favor by writing this composition, Serenade to Sweden. Besides Duke, you'll hear Cootie Williams on trumpet, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. And then we'll hear from a piano duo that was formed in the 80s. They played mostly classical music, Guy Campion and Mario Vachon. This is their 2005 version of Serenade to Sweden, which you'll hear after the original from 1939.
Yeah.
Our second Ellington composition for coverage is Lady of the Lavender Mist. This was recorded in 1947, and it featured Duke Ellington on piano, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. Then we'll hear from a young lady named Anais Reno. She's new to the scene. She's just 22. This is from her second album, which is titled Lady of the Lavender Mist. Her first album was also an Ellington Strayhorn tribute, and it was called Lovesome Thing. Anais Reno sings Ellington and Strayhorn. On this particular recording, this was released last year. Besides Anais Reno on vocal, we hear Peter Bernstein on guitar, David Wong on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. It's nice to see that younger people are still mining the greatness of Ellington and Strayhorn.
Love. passerby of lovers come and gone. Then the lake begins to
Next pairing is Thanks for the Beautiful Land on the Delta. The song is one of the pieces from the New Orleans Suite and features Harold Ashby on tenor saxophone. Then we'll hear from a small group that Barry Lee Hall Jr. led called the Duke Ellington Small Band. They did this piece, and of course Barry Lee Hall Jr. can be heard on trumpet. And the featured tenor on this piece is Shelley Carroll. This was recorded in 2006. Thank you. The Telecasters is from Duke Ellington's 1957 Shakespeare tribute album, Such Sweet Thunder, and it's a feature for the trombone section and the baritone saxophone of Harry Carney. After we hear the Ellington Band's version, we'll hear a 2023 version by reed player Brian Landris. He plays baritone saxophone on this, but he also overdubs various woodwinds in the background. And he's accompanied by Dave Stryker on guitar, Jay Anderson on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. Notice the striking difference that can be made on a piece with changes in instrumentation and tempo.
Mm-hmm.
single petal of a rose was part of Duke Ellington's tribute to Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen's Suite, and was recorded in 1959. This movement was a duet between Duke Ellington on piano and Jimmy Woody on bass. After that, we'll hear from Ben Webster on tenor saxophone and his recording of the piece from 1964. He's accompanied by Hank Jones on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums.
Mm-hmm.
Lotus Blossom was written by Billy Strayhorn, and since Duke would play it as the very last piece in tribute to Strayhorn during his Latter Day concerts, we're going to give Duke Ellington the last word on this. First, we'll hear a 2006 trio version with the great Hank Jones on piano, who was 88 years old at the time. We heard him earlier with Ben Webster on Single Petal of a Rose. Also on this is Christian McBride on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Then we'll hear a version that features Paul Gonsalves on tenor saxophone in a separate project he did with Ray Nance on violin. And finally, Duke Ellington on solo piano, all of them playing Lotus Blossom by Billy Strayhorn. Thank you. That brings this episode of Ellington Reflections to a close, and I'd like to thank you for listening and all of your support, and thank all of you for the many kind words you've had about our book, Concerto for Cootie, The Life and Times of Cootie Williams, and thank you for buying it. It's been very gratifying. You can find the information about the recordings that were played at our website at ellingtonreflections.com, and I'd also like to remind you that we're on all the various social media. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.